No one's ever going to ask you your Hyrox or your Deca PR. You'll have to find a way for you to bring it up because they don't care. What do they care about? The type of person you are, how you treated them.
Confidence that they've not, maybe not had ever in their life. And it's the coolest
Exactly.
thing.
So you just skip over these things that are major, major accomplishments. So I'm going to make you stop and brag a little bit because this is so cool.
I'm either going to go all in and have a wellness facility that people feel like home at, or I'm going to die wondering what it would have been like to create that. And so I went all in and it was frightening. And there was a time, or two or 200 times that I doubted my decision.
That's right. Ricardo's rules of resilience. Tune in, people. Every episode is impactful. You become more burly just by listening. Let's go.
Well, and you've spent decade and one accomplishment after another, successful business, world championship body, one amazing accomplishment, and you keep putting them in and they keep leaking out, right? You
Exactly.
just keep filling up more and it just keeps leaking out and you still end up hollow. And the spot you were in where I'm living this double life because I'm still empty inside.
It was an adrenaline-seeking journey,
And
trying to prove myself from childhood trauma.
what do you think brought you the closest to peace? What moved you the furthest down the road in that journey toward peace?
Honestly, just recovering from having an illness that I could have not ever survived. And being forced to look at life differently.
I love what you're expressing there because we can get caught up in the illusion. They call it the rat race, but they say when you win the rat race, you're still a rat. But we can get caught up in this illusion of what matters, and we're fooled, we're tricked. And I was just telling a client, hey, okay, can you tell me who, Kevin Gregory, who in the Deca world is amazing. I think he's got 12 or 13 world titles. He's a great friend of mine. And I said, can you tell me which races he won just a few months ago at the World Championship? And you're like, nah, I can't. I think he won four this past year. Can you tell me? I can't tell you which four. And that's one of the biggest names in this sport.
Right.
And it was just 4 months ago or a few months ago. Wasn't
Exactly.
even 4 months ago. And you can't name it. Do you really think anybody's going to remember your world championship next year or in 2 years?
Right.
It's not going to happen,
No.
right? But we keep, sooner, and I'll tell my wrestlers, like, guys, no one is ever going to ask you your high school wrestling record. No,
No.
you will have to bring it up to them.
Yes.
No
Yes.
one's ever going to ask you your Hyrox or your Deca PR. You'll have to find a way for you to bring it up because they don't care. What do they care about? The type of person you are, how you treated them, how well you
Exactly.
loved them and served them. And was it all about you filling your hole, or was it about you giving out of fullness to them?
Well, and that is what leads us to Fit Zone personal training at being a DECA affiliate and doing these or hosting these DECA competitions. Every person in my gym, whatever level they're at, they are doing the zones, whether they know it or not.
That's right. That's
because
right.
they're all, it's just functional movement. When you tell them there's this decathlon that with 10, you know, in zones of strength and endurance and functional movement, it's frightening to them. But yes. if you just teach them some movements and you just sneak it all in, yeah, and have them do all 10, like take a couple months or so, and then tell them that they just did a decathlon and now they have to sign up for the next competition.
Don't tell me you can't do it.
This confidence that they've maybe not had ever in their life. And it's the coolest thing. We just had a woman the other day who started a year ago with us and has a major shoulder injury. I mean, her shoulder is destroyed. She has been told by many, many physical therapists that she would never raise her arm above here. That if for those just like not even to the ear, not even close, without pain.
Yeah.
So she has started competing in DECA. And of course, we started her just doing her modified movements and explaining that you can't be on the leaderboard yet. But you're going to get a time and you're going to compete against that time each time. Well, she, after her second one, was like, I want to be on that leaderboard.
That's right.
And I said, okay, here we go. So I did a DECA workshop for her and two other women on a Sunday when it was quiet. And she picked up those 40-pound dumbbells and did her farmer's carry with 80 pounds.
Yeah, there we go.
Double what she was doing when she competed.
Wow.
Because she just decided she was going to do it.
That's right. Yes, whether you think you can or you can't, you're
right.
Right.
Exactly. So half of it is just having someone believe in you, you know, I think as you experienced, enough to believe in yourself.
That's right. And that's the ultimate compliment as a coach. I've had clients tell me that, like, that's what you believe. It'd be so much that eventually I had to join you in that.
Exactly.
and that's the joy, I think, of coaching, is to help someone see what I see in you. I know you're capable. Now you can join me in believing it. Now you can do it. And we said about you, the greatest joy we have as a coach is seeing someone else accomplish.
So we had our last competition just last Saturday.
Yeah. It was our,
you know, we just opened a year ago and we just went right in. I joined as an affiliate and I had hosted my first competition about 3 months later. Mm-hmm. And it was smooth running. I learned a lot by competing in DECA and knowing what I liked about certain competitions, you know, good takeaways, what I didn't, what I learned. And I put all that together and then added some extra things like swag bags. So people really felt like they were a part of something big. And this past competition, like I said, was one course, over 60 competitors, and we had over 20 volunteers.
Now, wait, you just skipped over that like that was not a big deal. So I'm going to make it a big deal that it deserves. You have one line of equipment.
One line,
right? So you got one bike, one tank, one, all the way through. And you got 60 people through that race on a Saturday with one line of equipment. Drop the mic right there, but we're not going to. But we could drop the mic right there. That is just sick. That's so cool. Man. And then on top of it, you had 20 volunteers. I have people that have to pay their staff because they can't get volunteers there. Talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. Such a blessing. All I did is reach out and explain. A lot of them knew what DECA was and they were competing in DECA, but half of them had no idea what DECA was. They have some sort of relationship with me from the past and know my mission and what I set out to do. And they just agreed to take their valuable time, literally from 6 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, to cheer people on, to, you know, judge and count repetitions, to carry equipment around and make sure they set up the right stuff, you know, to tell people where the restrooms are and make sure they're fueled up and excited about competing. And we did mug shots. We printed out a DECA Strong, just a piece of paper with their full name, and it said DECA Strong. So we did mug shots for everybody so they would have that. And we did a photo and video package for them. So it was just a really cool, high energy day. And I think both the competitors and from what feedback I got, the volunteers all had an amazing time. And I think we got more people interested in competing, from the spectators to the volunteers.
Yeah. And so you just skip over these things that are major, major accomplishments. So I'm going to make you stop and brag a little bit, because this is so cool. This idea that I've never heard of. Forever, I think since my first DECA that we hosted, we had boards with the time on it, and those evolved over the years, and now we have nice ones, and the gym's social media handles across the bottom. We've gotten the idea better. But with all the DECAs I've been to and all the ones I've hosted, I've never heard of someone doing this. And when you told me this idea, it's like, that is so cool. Other people have to hear about this, but you didn't do it at the end of the race. I mean, I'm not saying you didn't, but we're not talking about an at the end of the race photo. We're talking about, hey, I'm Tom, where do I sign up to check in? And you're going, we're taking a picture of you now.
Now. Yes.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
And how did that serve you?
Well, initially, I was thinking, I don't know these people coming to this competition, so how am I going to do a photo and video package?
Yes.
How can I identify these faces? And I was like, you know what? We're going to do mugshots of everybody, and we're just going to make it fun, and everybody's going to share, you know, take pictures with their friend and do their, you know, team mugshot. So... And it just became a thing where I think everybody kept that little sheet of paper. I said, you can throw it away. You can take it with you. Oh, I'm keeping this.
Yeah. I mean, that could have come in so handy so many times for me, because over the years, you have situations where, okay, we entered a 6 instead of an 8 or whatever, or we had them down as modified and didn't enter their time. And they're looking at the board going, where's the time? And we're trying to figure out who this person is. If it's not a member, okay, who was your ref? How do we, and you're lost trying to piece this back together. And so the idea of, hey, we don't know you, but hold this, we're about to know you. So good. So good. And also, I've heard of many affiliates, and even at road shows, hiring a photographer is a great idea. It's not unique. But I've never heard of anyone saying, hey, we're going to offer your own photo package where we're going to make sure that you have access to your own photos. That's a phenomenal idea, Stacy. And was it very popular?
It also has another great purpose, because everybody loves to get in the course with their phones to video their friends.
Right. Right. So I was like, now you're in the way.
Yeah. So I was like, look, we have a photographer. You can take videos outside of the course, but we need to make sure everybody's safe.
That's the thing. Because somebody's charging through with their dumbbells or whatever. I mean, it's just going to happen. You're facing one way, a competitor's coming the other way, and somebody's going to get trucked.
And you know what my favorite trend I'm seeing, Ricardo, is families. So we have mother-daughters, daughter father combos, sisters doing it together, husband and wife. It is just caught on like wildfire. So I'm really encouraging people to do it with their friends and family members.
Yes. You make so many good memories. My four kids and I have tremendous memories from it. And my father, who's now, he's 82, but he's been competing for a few years. And so we've got to do, we've made some tremendous. Yeah, of course. I mean, he's 82. He has an artificial aorta. He should have died. And by God's grace and mercy, he's still alive. But my point is, he's not tearing up the track. I mean, he's running at a pace that I can walk beside him. And so, but he's a competitor from way back. So he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so slow. Dad, you're doing it. Meanwhile, people are yelling from the side, like, you're so inspiring, you know, like that. Do you hear them?
Exactly. What? That sounds like my mother is 77, going on like 50, maybe 45. She kayaks, she hikes, she gardens. And I asked her what she got for her birthday one year, not too long ago. And she said, I got a new kayak. And I said, oh, well, what was wrong with your other kayak? It was getting slow. I said, well, how's the new one? And she's like, I don't know. It seems to be slow too.
It's clearly the kayak.
It has got to be the kayak.
What a mentality. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the mentality it takes. So great. Well, Stacy, as we start to wrap up, I'm just wondering, like, you know, I mean, you set out, got 60 people through. You haven't been an affiliate, I think, barely a year, right?
Or not even a year. It'll be a year this spring.
Yeah. And so you've gotten 60 people through with one line of equipment. And it's, you know, you're not some huge gym with, you know, bunches of staff or anything like this. So for other smaller gyms that may be considering it and think, well, I can't do it, or I can't afford two lines of equipment, or like, what would you tell them?
Just start small. Even if you offered it and had 10 athletes compete, just start. Get that first leg in the door. I think the first time we had 24, we sold what I thought was being sold out, because I didn't realize you could just add hours if you wanted. So that's what I did the next time. I just kept adding hours. We're sold out. Let's add another hour. We're sold out again. Add another hour. I think I did that 4 or 5 times until I was like, okay, I think we're good. And then when people start to feel what that community is like, they want to help. And so just get people who start to move in that functional way and understand what DECA is all about and build it off of that, even if it's 2 or 3 of you. I didn't have a lot of help that first DECA.
Yeah.
But it was every single person that signed up for that DECA signed up for the next one, because we put on such a great event. And then we just built off of that. So like I say in fitness, you're not going to conquer all things at once. If your nutrition plan is just absolute, has gotten to trash, you start with one meal or one snack and you go from there. Same thing with running a DECA competition. You decide on a date. And then you get involved in the manager's little competition, because that
putting a plug in for it.
Yes, that really helped my first time. I was like, okay, this is when I need. It just gives you direction from the people who have been there and done that, because you're kind of a little bit on an island, because there may be no one near you that's doing anything like that. So relying on the DECA team and leaning into them, and that's what they're there for, and they do well, and we love them for that with their high energy at all times. So I would just say start small, get one line of equipment. When I opened my gym, I opened it with, I didn't dip my toe in. I said, I'm 54. I was 54 at the time. So if I'm going to do this, I'm either going to go all in and have a wellness facility that people feel like home at, or I'm going to die wondering what it would have been like to create that.
Yeah.
And so I went all in, and it was frightening. And there was a time or two or 200 times that I doubted my decision.
Yeah.
I did not take out loans. I didn't get a paycheck for a year. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot harder than I'm sure it looked. But the people that saw what I ended up leasing and what it is now, and we showed that at our first year anniversary, saw like, oh, wow, like what a transformation. And that came from just true grit, but just believing it just had to happen. It was going to happen. Just do or die.
That's right. There's only one way, and that's forward. You're familiar with my story, but for those who may not be, you know, I opened my business January 20th of 2020. No one had any idea that the world was about to close down in just 9 weeks. A lot of that federal money was based on what was your income the year before. Well, I didn't have a business the year before. I'm like, you're not an actual business owner, entrepreneur, until you have woken up at 2 a.m. from a dead sleep with your heart pounding as if you've been running wind sprints. Yeah. Then you're an entrepreneur, right?
Amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah, but we keep going. We keep going. Stacy, I can't thank you enough. I mean, you have, if whoever's listening to this, I bet you missed. You probably didn't give attention to it, all the great tips that she's laid out here. You might need to rewind this, but I mean, just to bring in some of the highlights, you've talked about a photo package. You've talked about taking a photo of them with their name right when they come through the door, how to get started. A beautiful thing of, you know, prevent their excuses by, okay, here, you know, 10 weeks out, we just did box step overs and hey, we did weighted burpees and yeah, so that you've already prevented their excuses. That's a phenomenal tip. Do the manager's challenge. I mean, you've packed this episode with any gym owner, especially starting out, like here's what you can do to really have a success. And obviously you're speaking from a place of success to have those 60 people come through on one line. I mean, congratulations to you. And thank you so much for sharing all that with our people.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to do so. And am so honored to be here with the Coach Ricardo.
Well, I'm on with the Coach Stacy, and but I mean, you were so gracious to share not only DECA tips, but you shared your story of cancer and a broken neck and being in a wheelchair from a double leg surgery. And if there are people that are connecting with your story and they're thinking, maybe I need a little more Stacy Wig in my life, how would they get a hold of you?
You can go to Stacy at fitzonepersonaltraining.com is my email, but fitzone, FITZONE, personal training. We've got our website. I'm on Instagram as Coach Stacy Wig and Facebook as well, fitzone. But you can reach me anyway, and I'll probably give you my personal phone number, and my business coaches cringe at that. But I want everybody to know when they establish a relationship with here, I'm here to serve. And my main mission is to help people live their very best life just one day at a time.
Yes, that's beautiful. Well, Stacy, I wish you all the continued success, and I look forward to us continuing to work together in DECA. And see all the clients you're going to be bringing to world championships and places like that.
We already have some qualified.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Ricardo's Rules of Resilience, the podcast that gives you the tools to withstand and recover from difficulties. Be resilient.